if you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before. Pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them. Check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Have you ever wondered which Super Bowl champion team is actually the best? Chris and Will from Tattoos and Touchdowns have wondered that, and they're going to do something about it. They're going to run a single elimination tournament using whatifsports.com to find out which Super Bowl champion team is actually the best.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
Let me get back to you a couple of
minutes. I've never even heard of listening to Hippo Juice.
What is a douchebag voice?
I want to see the Hippo Juice
email. I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neal, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
No, I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god. There's a video back away.
Picturing you paralyzed, that's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, or you can do hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook and get in contact with us that way. Today is January 22nd, 2014. We are live, and sorry we took long to get on. We were having some Skype issues.
Fuck Skype, right?
Fuck Skype and its ass.
Fuck it.
Anyway, welcome aboard. We are down a couple people tonight. We're down John and we are down Ryan. I'm sick. Make an excuse for him. You could actually, everyone should just, you know what? I'm done making excuses. Just tweet Ryan at HJuiceRyan. Is that what it is? Ask him, why did you miss 6 months of the show? Why are you missing another show? Do you give a shit about the station? Because I'm done. I tried for 6-7 months making excuses. I won't do it anymore. Fuck it. I don't care. Yeah, he's doing something that can't, that prevents him from being on the show. So whatever it is, I don't know. Anyway, welcome. Not that I'm bitter or anything. And John is not available.
Actually, that would be like the definition of bitter from what I'm hearing.
Anyway, John is working. So thank you. I know Hangout.
But we have Sean and Joel.
No, we do. We do have them. So
half of me. I'm so sick. I threw up earlier because I was gagging from coughing so hard. You ever had that before?
Yep.
And like my ribs hurt. Like I have that tickle cough in the back of your throat. Like nothing's actually coming out. It's like this dry, awful cough.
You had the flu?
I had something like that.
Well, no, it's either you have the flu or you don't have the flu.
I have, like, some kind of variation of the flu / cold, and, yeah, so my head's pounding. I think I'm doing permanent damage to my liver with the amount of DayQuil and Robitussin and Advil and all this other stuff that I'm taking so I can actually function.
Well, just get better for, like, 3 weeks from now.
I'm sure I'll be fine by then.
Are you? Because I remember last year you were, like, sick all winter long.
Yeah. For some reason, when I get sick, like badly sick, I'm that way for a very long period of time. But I feel like, well, then again, I have had this thing for like the last 2 weeks now. It's never anything like debilitating. It's just like this nagging nonsense that I have that just sticks with me for a while.
Speaking of nagging nonsense.
Like a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's been going on over a year now.
Speaking of nagging nonsense, you remember a couple weeks ago after Christmas, we did a Dutch and Royce. And I meant to tell you this yesterday. But we were just calling everybody that was on Skype because we were all drunk. And right. Remember we called Ethan Nicoli, creator of Axe Cop?
Right.
Okay. I got an email from him.
He called back or emailed back.
Like 3 or 4 days ago, an email. Saying, hey, Royce, Ethan, you know, I think one of your producers called me trying to set up an interview. Normally, the best way to get in contact with me is via email. Not so much Skype. And I go, did you want to set up an interview? And of course we do. So we're going to be interviewing him. Marie, can you plug where we're interviewing? I hate your Dutch. We're interviewing Ethan Nicoli. It would be great.
Well, now we're interviewing him Wednesday, February 19th at 8:15 p.m.
Thanks, Dutch.
We shouldn't have to say yes. You'd be like,
no, I'm going to say yes. Dude, I love him. I like the guy. I want to interview him. I'm just saying that your drunken nonsense got us an interview.
Mine, you were there with me.
You called him. It was you.
It wasn't me. I don't think I have him. I think you have him.
No, but Dutch, you son of a bitch. It was not me. It was you.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
I don't think I have Ethan Nicoli.
Oh, someone find the audio. No, well, no. Fuck this shit.
Well, we do.
Sure I know, do. Hangout. I know it's muted. I know.
Royce, we do have Ethan Nicole's number, but maybe you let Joel talk. Maybe that we called, but he talked.
No. I didn't call him. It was Joel that called.
Maybe our guest caller can Hold on. I am an idiot.
Did you pick up the call and hang up on everyone else?
Yeah.
Like an idiot?
I'm going to call the group now.
That's okay. How many years have we been doing this show?
You fucked
several,
up.
Several.
How did you do this
No,
again?
You just hang up on me. It's okay.
I hit add to group and somehow it put you guys on hold. I don't know.
No, you didn't.
Just,
who was that?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I don't care.
What caller
Sorry.
Was it?
It was a 954. You want to call back 954? I don't care.
Yeah, you call back. Whatevs.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's a Florida number, right?
Yeah, it's a Florida number. So sorry, it just put my group on hold. Caller.
Anyway,
fuck Skype. Did I say fuck Skype already? Fuck Skype.
You might have mentioned it.
Call back wherever it was.
Yeah, you idiot.
Or anyway. You could just talk to that person real quick and then just brought us back on.
Yeah, Marie.
Well, I wasn't going to call them, and then they're like, you're just going to voicemail because they were trying to call you at the same time you were trying to call. No, I'm not playing
just
that game.
Just do it. Just call them.
I'm not playing that game. They can call back if it's important. Anyways.
That's good. Remember, we're always complaining, like, man, people never call. Well, this is example why. We can't even handle them when they do.
We complain it on Dutch and Royce.
No, we complain on all the shows. Just shut up. Just pick up the phone right next time, stupid. Anyway.
All right, I'm going to try again.
Oh,
add
let's see if she could. Let's see if she can handle this. It's going to be amazing.
There
right,
you go.
There
hey, what's
go.
Up? You're on Hippo Juice. What the hell is that?
It's obviously a long fart, which made it totally worth it.
Yeah, who is this?
And they hung up.
And
so,
they're gone.
Worth the callback.
Okay.
The 954 number?
Mind. Yep. Totes.
Give me the number.
Totes worth it.
I want the number now because now I got
it. It might be someone we know.
I'm sure it is. I have a sneaking suspicion. I don't know who it is.
Yes.
Probably John.
Well, it's probably John. It's probably John. If I had to guess, it would say John.
Hold on.
Maybe it's Dr. B.
No.
He doesn't have a sense of humor let alone have one enough to actually
call
people
fart.
That's not true. Remember, and we were talking about this, Dr. B was up here this week, we were hanging out. Remember something, Dr. B, up until a couple months ago, thought pandas were mythical creatures. We talked about this. Thought
wait,
pandas.
Wait, did?
Yes.
Wait, they're not?
With
oh,
Dutch and
what a
Royce.
Dummy.
At Dutch and Royce. He said, I thought they were like dragons. Were they
pandas?
Awesome.
Were they?
I mean, they're endangered.
Pandas.
Yeah.
They are an endangered.
Yeah,
species.
It's John. It was
okay.
John, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, he was like, I just thought pandas were just like, you know, mythical. I'm like, no, dude, they're like bears. They're like bears. They're real. They fucking exist.
Aren't they like the mascot for like the World Wildlife Foundation for like, you know, conservation?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like that?
The WWF thingy, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that why they had to change their name?
Oh, yeah, it was because of that, because the World Wildlife Federation, yeah.
Yeah, or Foundation.
Or whatever, Federation, they wrestle. The animals wrestle. I'm coming for you, Panda Hogan. Coming for you, nigga. Okay.
Anyways.
I have.
Any who's.
Any woozles.
Any ha's.
Any hoes. Ha! Okay.
We're coming for you, nigga.
Dutch, I'm sure, was all over the news. The Aspen plane crash.
Uh-oh.
I heard something about this. I really don't know the details.
Well,
what's up?
We don't need deets because we got a video, bro.
Oh.
Who needs deets? I'm going to cover your pretty face with this video. Whoop.
You like my Eagles hat?
Let me see. Well, stop moving your head so I can see it. Yeah, bandwagon fan. Let's get
Shut
to
the fuck.
I always do it to him. I always do it to him. Okay, here we go.
New video of that horrifying plane crash that happened just weeks ago in Aspen, Colorado. The video sheds new light on what might have gone wrong for the pilot on its approach.
Well, the crashing part is what I'm going to assume went wrong.
That's probably the most wrong part.
Yeah, we're not going to know until the black box comes out, but scientists
five cameras?
Here we go.
BC's Clayton Sandell has those details for us.
It is the moment of impact, captured by heat-sensing cameras as a private jet comes into land, appearing to strike the runway nose first, bouncing back into the air, seconds later slamming down in a ball of fire, skidding down the runway. The
fly much?
Crash earlier this month in Aspen, Colorado, killed the pilot. A co-pilot and passenger survived, seriously injured.
It appears that the airplane was going way too fast down the runway and for some reason hit the runway very hard, causing the aircraft to pitch.
So, this guy, this expert, they got him to explain what we all saw in the video. Somehow, doesn't answer. We want to know why it happened, not that
yeah,
it happened.
Somehow
we know it happened.
It just kind of blew up when it hit the ground.
It's
I don't
weird.
Know why.
It was like
yeah.
fire.
Like why
like,
or how?
It's like there was.
Like
it was like there was like some flammable substance inside of it that ignited and caused
somehow.
It to explode. Well, somehow,
maybe jet fuel.
Maybe you guys should have explained that there's flammable materials inside of an airplane.
Hey, jury's still out on science.
Yeah. And perhaps stall so that there's no longer any lift coming over the wing and the airplane literally falls out of the sky.
The newly released video, captured by five different cameras, actually
shows that Leslie Nielsen wished him luck before they crashed.
He shows the second attempt at a landing. The first time, Gus.
The pilot was quoted as saying, "Have you ever seen a grown man naked?"
The winds forcing the pilots to go around.
I told you, man, these remakes of these movies, Dutch, even Airplane is gritty and dark. You see this shit? It's not
yeah.
funny like it used to be. Now it's like fire and blowing shit up. What happened to fun movies?
Okay, missed approach, November 115, Whiskey Fox.
Okay, that was clearly the lawn care guy. Can we hear a pilot or air traffic
right.
controller, please? And thank you. I need to hear that again.
Approach, November 115, Whiskey Fox.
Also, I'll take a number two. King sized.
Can I get it in a Doritos Loco Taco?
Yeah,
I want an extra large Dr. Pepper.
And there's a fat Mexican lawn worker wearing a 60 and sexy shirt.
33 knots of tailwind.
Those gusts, nearly 30 miles an hour, can be seen blowing snow across the ground. Emergency crews.
Whoa, that's how wind works.
Race to the burning plane as other pilots wonder what just happened.
What's with all the smoke behind us at about our 5 o'clock position?
Is a there, barbecue. It's
is
a barbecue.
There, some sort of fire going on in the.
I'm not exactly sure what's up with the smoke. I saw a smoking chick back in the back one time, but I wouldn't create something like that.
We're cruising.
There was an incident.
happening.
Oh, God, he did the not even kidding. Hold on. Well, let me back up. Seriously, watch.
5 o'clock position.
There was an incident here on the runway, sir.
Investigators haven't said if the weather, possible mechanical problems, or
pilot being stupid.
Pilot error played any role in the crash.
How come sexy pillow fight is never a plausible cause for plane crash?
Thank you. Sexy pillow fight, especially in a private jet, should always be one of the reasons a plane crashed.
Absolutely.
Well, it's probably because all those stewardesses are still, you know, employed from the 60s on the
flight
airline.
Attendants.
It's steward now.
Report on the cause.
Okay, that. You're lucky it wasn't yesterday because that was our secret word on Dutch and Royce.
Still months away.
Air?
For Good Morning.
No, my friend.
America, Clayton Sandell, ABC News.
Clayton Sandell? That's not my real name. All right, well, Dutch, can you please have planes stop crashing in your fucking
state? He was named after a clay sandal.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, the name makes sense now. Clay Sandell. I like it. All right, Dutch, you know how I keep telling you to stop wearing Spanx?
Yeah.
Headline on shapewear. Such a staple for so many women. So could wearing it actually be bad for your health? ABC's Cecilia Vega talked to the experts and has a story for us.
A-listers swear by them.
Spanx. You have got to wear Spanx.
You have got... Shut up.
Ugh.
Shut up.
I don't wear Spanx.
Yeah.
And I'm just
fine.
By
the way, I will give What's-Her-Face credit, Kelly Osbourne, because like I guess like back in the day, Christina Aguilera like said something mean about like the way she looked. And when she got fat, that's all Kelly Osbourne kept doing every time she got on the air was just say how fat Christina Aguilera was.
That was all. And then she should.
It was very funny. All right.
A-listers swear by them.
Spanx. You have got to wear Spanx.
They're even one of Oprah's favorite things.
A good bra and a pair of Spanx is the holy grail.
You get a pair of Spanx. Everyone gets a pair of Spanx.
But I don't want any.
Well, you're going to get them anyway.
Tell them what you will. Spanx, girdles, it is shapewear that sucks in, smooths out, flattens, squeezes. And as so many of us know, wearing...
It's a lot easier than going to the gym.
Wearing them is not fun.
No pain, no gain, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
You'll just flat out not very comfortable.
Hold on. Are you saying that an outside force constricting your organs together all day is not good for you?
You guys... See, Spanx are so 2008. What I wear underneath my clothes is an actual boa constrictor.
That is ridiculous.
Wow.
Does it make you look thinner?
No, it makes me have a lot more rolls, actually.
Okay, well, maybe next time think about it. I know you're trying to go natural, but we can do something else.
Yeah, but it's so hot right now.
Where'd you get a boa constrictor?
Don't you get a boa constrictor in Florida?
Are you kidding? In Florida, people buy those as babies and then let them go in the Everglades. They're just a diamond dozen.
Next to the ant traps here in the grocery store, they sell boa constrictor traps. It's really big.
Really?
Next to Dutch's failed alligator glue traps.
It's not failed.
It's failed.
Paper be bad.
Give it up, dude.
Yeah,
give it up,
Dutch, come on. They were in the bargain bin.
You've been underwater for 3 years now with this business.
Give up the dream, Dutch.
Is just taking a hit on my
legal. It's not happening.
So many lawsuits.
What are the type of lawsuits that you get?
Well, people lose their dogs. Maybe their children. Or, you know.
Maybe their children.
Maybe.
Whatever. Maybe. I can't really say for sure legal, pending.
Allegedly.
Shapewear be bad for your health?
Is there a danger in clothing that's so tight it feels like you have a rubber band tied around your legs?
No
danger
Next story, guys.
You wouldn't even have one circulation problem.
So basically, Spanx are just like the new corset, right?
Yeah, or girdle,
I guess.
Myrtle.
Just
girdle?
That it will feel...
Huh?
What's a girdle?
A girdle is like that...
What's a boidle?
Oh.
It's that thing they used to wear in the 20s.
Thank you.
And before that.
And also before.
And also all the time before that.
Like a rubber band.
What is a thing?
Okay,
I don't know what this thing is.
It's essentially a Chinese finger trap with shoelaces at the back that you tie up all the way down your waist.
Well, that's a corset.
Well, yeah, it's also a girdle.
But it's also a girdle.
It's the same thing.
Oh, so it's like sneaker but shoe.
Sneaker but shoe, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Or more like sneakers and trainers. Like, you know how British people call them trainers?
Right.
Because like they're fucking weird and they add use to things for no fucking reason, those fucking weirdos.
Like
the only thing, the only reason I don't hate them as much as I can is because Canada is worse. Let's be honest. Canada's fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah, hold on. We're incorrect. Ooh,
what's a girdle?
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
So there's there's the corset, which is like,
shut up. I thought so. Don't say I thought so. Don't try to piggyback this victory, you son of a bitch.
The girdle is for the buttocks.
I hate you.
Oh, so it's like a constrictive ass like thing.
It's
an ass corset.
Here. Okay. There's a lingerie girdle.
Let me see.
In the chat room.
See the sexiness.
It's a girdle.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. It's a terrible name
for
something.
I like corset shit. I don't know about you. Oh, and the stockings that like connect to the girls' undies. I like that.
Oh, my God. Dutch likes steampunk girls. Okay, let me play the next one.
Yeah, exactly. I like
steampunk
girls.
I know, suicide girls. I get it.
I love suicide girls. Those are very clear signs that this is, in fact, too tight.
Too tight.
Take it off. Don't wait till the end of the event. It's not worth it.
Some doctors say shapewear that is too tight can squeeze internal organs, causing digestive problems.
Yeah.
Affect breathing.
Everyone in the 1800s knew that, but they had a fucking 16-inch waist and didn't complain.
Yeah, and they lived to a hearty age of 37, so shut up.
It's worth it.
Lead to bladder and bacterial infections.
Hot.
Marisa Brown's doctor told her the shapewear she wore to so many special occasions, even
was making her not get laid, because guys now can tell when you're wearing Spanx.
Her own wedding was to blame for her severe stomach pains.
The shapewear is compressing you so much, and then you
instead of, mind you,
lose some weight.
Yeah, instead of maybe like ladies, before your wedding, jog a little. Like instead of that, she's gonna fucking basically wrap her entire midsection in rubber bands.
Try to enjoy yourself and eat and drink and dance, and that send me to the
doctor. Maybe the eating is the problem. Maybe you were eating too much, and the only thing that was keeping those banks holding your stomach in was the sheer will of everyone at the bar. You fat slob.
Doctor.
Whether you're a one-pair wearer like Bridget Jones or...
Who?
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, that's Renee Zellweger?
From the movie.
See?
That's when she was a fat broad?
Chinese eyes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. There you go. Chinese eyes.
Fan of layers like Octavia Spencer.
I triple spank.
Don't worry. You don't have to trade them in.
The things to think about.
But the whole point of Spanx, like, I don't get these shows. Like, the whole point of Spanx is to hide that you're not fat, but with all these bitches like, oh my God, I was Spanx. It's like, okay, so then you've defeated the purpose. It's like right. Wearing a wig, like a guy that wears a wig, but you think, hey, I'm wearing a wig. It's like, then why wear it?
And what's the point? Yeah, it's like Jason Alexander walking around with his hair on.
Exactly. It's like, why?
We all know.
Yeah, everyone gets it, so stop.
About are, you know, buying the appropriate size, wearing them occasionally, not every day.
And there's another upside, taking them off at the end of the day. For Good Morning America, Cecilia Vega, ABC News, San Francisco.
As always, we asked you what you thought in our GMA flash poll. Do you think the pain of wearing shapewear is worth the gain?
Yes, no, or nobody.
To the girls.
Hold on. Yes, no, or nobody gives a fuck.
C.
Okay.
I like corsets. I think they're hot.
I know, Dutch, but you also like ponies. So, you know, your word. You don't like ponies?
How do you not like ponies?
How do you not like ponies?
Everyone likes a pony.
Who gives a shit about ponies or horses? I don't really care about them.
Well, bisexual Ian likes My Little Pony, and your turkey.
I like My Little Pony.
Thank you. He likes My Little Pony.
Okay, you know what?
Now you're ostracizing at least two of our listeners.
You're ostriching everybody. Everyone's an ostrich here.
Ostriches are tall.
Everyone's an ostrich.
You know what? Just because you're a sick cranky puss doesn't mean that you can ostrich everyone else.
Yeah, bro. Stop being such an ostrich.
Oh, that's funny.
Stop being, because you know, I'm seriously. You know what? The problem
it hurts
is
to
Dutch,
laugh because my ribs hurt Dutch, so much from coughing today.
Dutch, I'm gonna make you feel better. When you're an ostrich, downside, you got to lay really big eggs, and that's not good for you, bro. So why don't you just calm down? You have the flu, the bird flu. Ah.
It's terrible. Hey, you guys want to listen to a video about a defiant Longwood homeowner?
Homo.
Find $130,000 over a messy yard.
Whoa.
What?
Wait, what?
Longwood, is that in where I think it is?
Longwood is, well, the story's from the Orlando Sentinel.
Uh-oh. That's right by us then. That's this Longwood then.
So if that's this Longwood, then...
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
You know, Listening to that, I don't think they'd strum very well.
They're not very good strummers. Done
this beat. This is a while.
It's a terrible strum. All right, I'm just going to fade it out because there's an actual video to play. And this dude looks totes Amish.
Okay.
Totes Amish. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Is he making butter?
Hold on. There's an advertisement that I have to know. I have to wait. I have to wait now.
What's the advertisement about?
I don't know.
I want to know. What is it? Now we want to know what the advertisement is.
Now you want to know?
This is a squash, a kind of squash.
I skipped the advertisement.
I think it's called a Seminole pumpkin, and I got it from over there. This is an adaptation of natural farming, Shizen Noho.
Okay, pause.
We adapt it to
He's a hipster.
Totes hipster.
He's a hipster who's leaving garbage on his lawn and saying it's gardening, right, basically?
Pretty much.
Okay, go ahead.
Garden environment, so it's natural gardening. First, you grow the grass, and then you mulch
then you
it,
get the money, carpet, and then you get the power. Oh, wrong
then
movie.
Then you get the women.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Then we make clay seed balls. In Japanese, those are called nendo dango. I like to call them life balls.
He has an
and
Amish
we make a
beard.
Big diversity.
I
want to
punch
those.
Him right in his life balls.
We seed them.
I don't think you understand. He looks so Amish.
Hold on. Can I get the video? Post it in the chat. I didn't realize there was a video to this, or I would have played it. Sorry.
He's
now I want everyone. I kind of remember this dude now. I want everyone to see what he looks like.
He looks like he could have been fighting for the South in the Civil War.
Was he?
He may have.
Word.
South will rise again.
I mean, he's wearing a gray coat and a gray cap.
Hey, Sean, I have you know in my mind, the South never fail.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, more like the Confederate States of America.
Yeah, Obama.
I like the question mark in the video at the top of the Orlando Sentinel. It just says, Florida-friendly landscaping or eyesore?
Eyesore.
This is a radish.
Here you go, Dutch.
Or a Japanese radish, a daikon.
Is it a radish, you douchebag?
On my left.
I've been to Publix, I know.
This is a squash, a kind of squash. I think it's called a Seminole pumpkin. And I got it from over there. This is an adaptation of natural farming, Shizen Noho.
Well, the good thing is he doesn't do drugs.
We adapt it to a garden environment, so it's natural gardening. First, you grow the grass, and then you mulch it or tarp it and let it die. Then we make clay seed balls. In Japanese, those are called nendo dango.
I
like to call them life balls.
Nendo dango? We make a...
So he has like, he's got, where is this again? I'm sorry.
Longwood, Florida. Longwood, Florida. Like 10 minutes
So everybody else has like nice, pristine yards, and he's just allowing this dumbness to happen in his backyard.
Correct.
Yes, correct. In his front and back.
He's making clay balls.
Yeah. Ning dang dang dang
dang dang
dang. No, that's Chinese, not Japanese.
Well, whatever. Whichever one's put pee-pee in my Coke, tell them to stop.
Big diversity of those. We seed them everywhere, and then you see what grows. And then based upon what grows, you understand your environment and what else can grow nicely there.
Wait, what kind of mint?
So he just throws a whole bunch of crap in the yard and just sees what happens.
Yeah, normally, you know what people call that? The wilderness.
Here's the thing. I think he's a douche, but if you buy and own your own property, you should be able to do with whatever you fuck you want.
I agree, because I hate HOAs too. But then again, there's a flip side of it. If you move into an association that has an HOA, then you're the asshole. Why would you move there?
Why would you buy property?
Right, so it's a give and take. Yeah, exactly. Like I hate HOAs. Trust me, I fucking deal with them here. Because there's this fucking asshole down the road who, for whatever reason, doesn't like us. And it's probably because sometimes I walk around the neighborhood and whoever has – everyone got Chromecast around here for – I tweeted it today, but everyone got Chromecast around here for Christmas. And the Chromecast lets you play videos and music from your phone, you know, to your TV. But what people don't realize is if you don't secure your Wi-Fi, anybody that connects to your Wi-Fi can play music on your TV. So this morning at 7 when I went for my – or 7:30 when I went for my run – after I stopped running, I was walking back. I started connecting to people's thing, and I was playing Slayer really loud on their TVs.
You're such a dick.
And I heard it in some of them outside, too.
That's
I heard it. I'm like, fuck you.
That's very funny.
I'm trying to help them secure their Wi-Fi, my friend. I am being a good neighbor. But anyway, they always call
it.
You should find a YouTube video of like how to secure your Wi-Fi passwords and stuff
play
like
it for
that.
Them. Oh, that'd be hilarious. And play it on their TV.
All this is just going on while you're running passive.
I know. It's just playing. Oh, my God. Who's the asshole?
I just put my baby to sleep. Damn you.
This show needs more Slayer.
doing that to create a biodiverse food-producing ecosystem.
Remember Biodome?
So one of the cool things that we can do is grow various daily items, household items. This is a loofah after we peel it. And
maybe he should grow a razor and shave his face.
Any one of these cucumber-looking things is what they look like when they're just hanging around the place.
Dildo.
You dry them out and peel them. This can be used to wash your dishes and also your body. And
you know
it's
what?
Very
sponges cost like 99 cents.
I mean, you could do that, or you could just
be
like,
one of the hipster
dishes. Why the hell are you washing your dishes with a cucumber?
What do you wash it with?
A sponge.
Corporate slave.
I mean, good for you. Also for toilet paper, which, believe it or not, is a big problem.
Wait, why?
Why is it a problem?
Oh, no.
Wait, he's shoving the cucumber in his ass to wipe his ass?
Well, I guess in our dreams, Sean.
You can grow a plant, and lots of plants actually are good for this, but one that I like is called
poison ivy. I rub it right on my anus after I poop.
Oh my God, beauty my berry? Sister did that once when we were kids.
Oh, no.
When we lived in Pennsylvania, we had a bunch of, like, you know, we'd woods and forests, and she went pee and she like used poison ivy to wipe.
There's a lot of poison ivy in Florida too, man. Especially
it's all over the place, man.
It's everywhere.
We always remember it by the name booty berry because you clean your booty with it.
Oh, he's classy.
Ugh, what a pig.
Booty berries everywhere.
And likewise for brooms, you can grow cucumbers and make pickled juice, which is basically vinegar. And use that for all your cleaning needs. You can grow soap nuts and soap berries.
He's cleaning things with pickle juice?
Yeah, what do you clean things with?
So he's using plants to clean things.
Yes.
He must have a very dirty house.
He's just rubbing more dirt on dirt.
He's just trying to justify why he has such a shitty, messy yard and why he doesn't want
to
clean it up.
Why
did
they
actually get
to
the point where he got fined?
Yeah, I'm going
to
answer
that.
To wash your clothes. The city of Longwood has been fining me for a while. The basis in city ordinance for that is what's called the high grass and weeds ordinance and the trash and debris ordinance. Upwards of $75,000. Well, right now, a notice of appeal has just been filed to the Florida Supreme Court.
My lawyer is an avocado. I grew him myself.
Is that like after the first couple of fines, like you can't? What does he do for a living where he can actually afford all this?
I'm assuming make fancy hats.
He's a farmer.
Yeah, he probably sells his butt berries.
Yeah, you know, Sean, what he's not showing you is inside the house where he's growing the stuff he sells.
So, God willing, they'll listen with an open heart and mind and make a judgment that is in accordance with the United States Constitution and Florida state statute, especially with regards to Florida-friendly landscaping, wherein...
We get it. You have the internet. We got it. You read ordinances.
But it's
I love guys who think they know the law.
But it's not Florida... It's
no, what do you mean?
It's not landscaping if you just throw shit on the lawn.
First off, Dutch, if you're a cop, you got to tell me. I know the law, and you got to tell me if you're a cop.
I love that the people who think they know that rule.
Sean, right? Sean knows that. You got it. They got to tell you, right, Sean?
No, they don't have to tell you shit.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then I messed up.
Thing.
Then I messed up. Bro, you got to tell me if you're a cop, bro. You have to.
It's the one thing that like people really think is a real thing. Mm-hmm. If you ask a cop, if he's a cop, he has to tell you. No, he doesn't.
Why? Because I guess undercover is not a thing.
Have you not seen The Departed?
You idiot. And no,
have you not seen any cop movie ever? There's always an inside guy.
Or the one with Pacino. It was fucking a cop. He was a cop. And it starts with an S. No, not he, asshole.
Selena.
The movie Selena. I'm not even going to fight
that. That was a great movie.
It's not a good movie.
Marie, can you play the Florida song in? Because I have another Florida story.
Another Florida story? It's such a long song, but all right.
Well, and I love it. Whatever.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Authorities are investigating a human foot found on Peck Lake Beach in Jupiter, Florida. The foot was discovered by a woman who said she saw it under some seagrass. The foot still had a shoe on it.
We don't know a lot right now about how long it had been in the water, but our investigators do not believe it was for an extended...
Okay, did they wake this guy up from a drunken stupor?
Jesus, yeah.
That's that.
Well, you see what happened is that my friend Royce and Marie were getting married, and I was DJing the thing the night before.
Jesus Christ, McNulty.
I've been in the water, but our investigators do not believe it was for an extended period of time.
Sheriff's groups, the case.
What part of Florida is he from? Boston, Florida?
Jupiter.
No, but you hear. I know it's Jupiter. Really, Sean? Thank you.
Patrol and air units looked all over the shoreline, but didn't find any other human remains.
Still, WPEC speculates the foot could be linked to another gruesome find just days earlier.
All right. This discovery coming just days and a short drive south away from where
All right, boys, we're looking for a guy with one foot, so just check every person's foot in South Florida to see if you see if he's missing one. All right.
And, did I mishear this, or did I think dreams up in my head? They thought it was a little girl's foot?
Dutch, the top suspects are pirates.
South, away from where a local...
See, because pirates only have one leg.
They found They found human bone also down the beach. This is a different story now.
South, away from where a local couple made another disturbing discovery on the beach.
Yes, it's Dexter.
He might have fallen out of one of his bags.
A shitty show is washing up to shore. Well, shitty after the Lithgow season anyway.
Right. This couple walking near Coral Cove Park found a leg bone.
Authorities are
the leg bone's connected to the dead guy.
Trying to determine not only the identity of the foot, but...
But why I am such a non-aggressive black guy.
What if the recently discovered leg bone and foot were connected at one point?
We know we have a missing boater in Palm Beach County.
Did he say voter or boater?
What did he just say?
We have a missing...
Boater. Boater.
No, butter.
Butter. They're missing butter.
I heard butter.
Put out a bolo on butter. Put a bolo out on butter. If you see butter, call me.
Let's try it one more time.
Okay, here we go.
We have a missing boater in Palm Beach.
Butter.
Okay, he said butter.
I'm pretty sure it's butter. I think the gentleman said butter. Listen,
we have missing butter.
Sheriff William Snyder.
Butter in Palm Beach.
Okay, can I have that as a drop, though? Just butter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, back it up.
Missing butter in Palm Beach County. And we're working with authorities there. I think we'll know a lot more tomorrow once we start the DNA testing.
And also when I sober
his
up a little
is
bit.
He's too big for his face, man.
It's really bad. It's a terrible situation for him.
Sorry, I'm on an all-bee diet.
Foot was discovered on the north end of the island, the area where Tiger Woods and Celine Dion live.
What?
Is he trying to connect them?
Maybe it's Celine Dion's foot?
It's Tiger Woods' foot?
Butter.
I love it. Bruh.
Butter.
I love it every time.
The shoe on the foot was a New Balance running shoe, a size 7 or 8.
Well, I guess they're not running very fast now. I guess that now they have a New Balance.
No, but it wasn't my foot.
But seriously, rest in peace. Hey, Dutch, want to
how do you know they're dead?
Want to see a robot baby?
All we know is there's a foot.
No.
You do want to see a robot baby.
It has the face of a boy. Can't smile.
Oh, it's creepy. I don't like this.
Sad. Even angry.
I'm going to bag it up so we can
that,
see it.
No, I don't like this, dude.
Can you post the link so I can see it?
They just look for robot baby learns you. I don't know. Whatever. Find it.
Robot baby learns.
Just put robot baby.
Robber baby. Bobby.
It has the face of a boy. Can't smile. Look sad. Even angry.
Diego Sun is part of a series to understand enough about how human.
And also for pedophiles to be able to molest something without getting in trouble.
Jesus, yeah, right?
Oh, it is a robot baby.
I told you, it's fucking creepy, right?
Oh, I like his robot hair.
It's robot hair, right? It's awesome.
Series to understand enough about.
And then they're going to freeze him. He's going to go to the future. Aliens are going to unfreeze him. And they're going to let him live one more last day with his mom, even though he's a robot. I just watched AI.
About how humans move and interact. So that we can imagine building humanoid robots.
Robots learning not just how to express human emotions, but develop relationships with people.
What? No, I don't want that. That's the beginning of Terminator.
Butter.
Oops.
Butter.
No, it's just like that show that we're watching right now.
Almost Human?
Almost Human.
It's a good show. Is that any good?
Very good.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it really is.
Most network shows suck these days.
But
so.
They put money into this one. It's okay. Really put money into this one, yeah.
It's all surprisingly right. Decent for
yeah.
What it is.
Especially for a network show.
Well, and that handsome guy, for whatever his
oh,
name
yeah.
Is.
Oh, yeah. The guy who played the Doctor in Star Trek is in it.
Handsome, Hamsomer. Yeah, McCoy.
Yeah.
He is pretty handsome.
I like him. He's so
what
handsome.
What may sound like the plot of a sci-fi movie is right now in the works at UCSD with Diego San.
The way we teach Diego San to make a good smile is not by telling him, move this one, move this one.
The baby's name is Diego San?
We record a lot of infants smiling, and then we take that data. And we feed it to Diego San.
The technology works similar to the one already in use in social media websites to recognize your friends' faces. For example, if Diego San detects a smiling face,
is this a guy or a girl doing the
I don't know, but I feel like she is assaulting me. I'm being yelled at. Don't you feel like being yelled at?
Yeah, I feel like I'm being interrogated by this. Bro,
okay, it's a baby. Reporter. It's a robot baby. Dyke?
Websites to recognize your friends' faces. For example, if Diego San detects a smiling face, it can smile back.
So you could imagine that was...
Do not smile back at me, robot baby.
Don't smile back at my face,
robot baby.
It's probably an Arab reporter because they always sound like they're angry and yelling.
Situation where there is another pretty smart device that learns to interact with you.
Western Echo says, best thing about Diego, he's not creepy at all.
It's Diego San.
Diego San?
Yeah.
Oh, Diego San! Robot Chinese baby Diego San! No, I'm not going to do that. It's weird. Diego's fine.
Diego sings in real time.
Diego San.
Stop. It's just Diego.
It's Japanese and you will dress it correctly.
Diego San.
To interact with you, do things in real time.
UCSD researchers working with other labs across the country and even scientists.
Hey, by the way, reporter, before we master robot baby technology, why don't we master equalizing your volume before posting a story up on the internet, you moron?
Just in Japan, are hoping their humanoid robot.
It sounds like an old lady, an old dyke lady who used to smoke a lot.
Dyke lady.
Bots can be used in therapy sessions with special needs children, helping develop their social interactions.
Oh, yeah. You're going to help a special needs kid by making him talk to a robot.
Yep. Hey, nothing can go wrong. I've seen every sci-fi movie, and nothing can go wrong.
Can these robot developers stop trying to justify their jobs? Just be like, look, we're making cool shit. We don't need to be like, you know, have like some kind of a ulterior motive in the fact that we need to help little kids.
Let's be
honest.
We're
making robots.
No, not even that. Listen, guys, we need things. We have to fuck. We're making robots. We have to fuck. And you guys can spin it however you want.
Fuck dolls.
But these robots are to fuck later.
It's not pedophilia if it's a robot.
Exactly.
Baby.
It's robot philia and it's fine. So
pedophilia
is
going to drop dramatically once they actually
get
these
make
things.
Robot babies.
They make little robot babies with nice succulent
Perfect.
Little buttholes that actually
Dutch,
grab
don't
onto.
Don't say succulent because it makes me feel awkward now.
Why?
Now
if there's
succulent,
like
it makes it seem
so
like you
can,
like it.
Penetrate this little robot baby, and it's like it grabs all over your cock
Dutch,
like that.
Dutch, I still I,
sucks it down.
I am
like
aware
no
it's a robot, but it's still weird.
Will you shut up and let him talk? I'm almost done.
All right, for the rest.
But there are even bigger plans for Diego San.
So imagine a robot learns from watching a human how to.
And then it kills you and replaces you.
Of course, right. It's the next step.
Next step! First off, are they.
There's only two steps.
Are they implanting the three laws of robotics? Because if they're not, then these are fucked. There's laws of robotics for a reason.
What are the three laws?
Oh my God. You're letting these people run our lives, and you don't know the laws of robotics.
No, I don't know the laws of robotics. Please enlighten me what the three laws of robotics are and what they're failing to do with robot baby Diego-san.
Is this from iRobot?
No, the three laws of robotic have been around forever. Like since
is it like the three seashells?
It was originally in the 1942 short Runaround, according to Wikipedia. The three laws of robotics are laws that they give all robots in sci-fi so they cannot hurt humans. Law one, a robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. Law two, a robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings except when such orders would conflict with the first law. Law three, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first and second law. These are important laws, people. These are important laws that this robot baby has to have or we're fucked. All right?
But as we all saw in iRobot, they had to bend a little bit with rule one to make rule one even better.
Yeah, Dutch, but Will Smith is a little too busy to take care of every fucking robot baby.
Welcome
so why don't we be
Earth.
Safe?
Will Smith is busy making Independence Day 2, and he can't be busy also making AE 2, whatever the movie was called.
Okay, we'll go with that.
What was AI?
AI.
iRobot, stupid.
iRobot, whatever. The one movie that he did with robots.
Aeon Flux.
That one.
So look, as long as we're going to follow the laws of robotics, I'm all aboard. That's it. I'm moving on. I'm not going to harp on this. I'm going to finish playing the video, and we get to Diego San. What else he's going to creep us out with?
The robot becomes an expert, but then the robot can also teach a novice.
Similar technology is already being tested elsewhere to use robots to do advanced manufacturing work.
But the material that covers
they already
the
face- do. And this reporter really needs to stop screaming at me. I'm getting nervous.
I do feel like really? I'm in the principal's office and I'm about to get in trouble.
Just yelling way too much.
It's actually very pliable.
Do you know why you're in here, Joel?
Today, no. Diego San isn't moving as researchers are still working to develop the technology to bring advanced movement to the rest of its body. Researcher Deborah Forster believes it shouldn't be too long, though, before Diego San can be seen walking down a sidewalk side by side with people.
So imagine.
I don't want that. Do we get a say? Do we get a say in this?
I don't want that. Are you kidding me?
I don't want a little robot weirdo that could kill me without the three laws of robotics murdering people.
Hold
what
on.
Don't you get?
Royce, hold on, though. What if I told you that we're developing an adorable little clothing line for Diego San that you can dress him up as a little sailor?
Marie, I don't think...
That's adorable.
Okay, it is cute. I'm not going to fight you on that. That
what if I said that I was also in the works for making a little teddy bear outfit?
Okay, once again...
Also adorable.
Outfits are fine. The problem is, have any of you guys even seen Terminator? Or did
it
you just
comes
watch
in
it?
Brown, black, and panda teddies.
No, I Terminator, bro. I know.
Before you know it...
Here's the thing.
They're going to be...
There will be a little shark outfit for
no,
to dress up here.
Stop getting
no,
outfits
not bad,
for
no.
babies. I hate it.
We're already
aware never to let them get to that, you
no,
know,
No, you say that.
Ability.
Yeah, we're always always never aware to let them do a lot of things to us as they're doing to us. Let's be realistic here.
We're not going
to
let the Matrix and Skynet happen.
Oh, yeah? And what if a rogue scientist goes in now with this technology, runs off with the technology, and makes his own robots to kill us?
What if he makes Martin's son?
See?
It would make something a little more exciting than just seeing Islamic assholes killing people.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of robot terrorists. Aww, Dutch!
Robot baby terrorists?
What happens if the Islams get the fucking technology?
The Islams?
Yeah, the Islams.
You mean the Muslims?
No, the Islams.
No, the Islams.
Get the technology to make little Islam robot babies that have bombs in them, and if you don't get it, obviously they're not putting the laws of robotics,
and
they're
going to
kill us. They're going to kill us.
They're going to learn. You just heard it. They learn.
I'm pretty sure most Islamic countries are so far behind us as far as developing robots that I'm going to give it a couple more years before the Chinese just go fuck this shit and just kill every Islamic country. And I'm not even joking.
And just wipe them off the planet?
They're all just right. going to – because they don't care.
They're going to make a super China?
I'm going to give them about another 20 years before they're top shit. And they're going to say, fuck this, you're now China light.
I, for one, am for a super China, only because then we'll be closer to a Firefly future where people only speak Chinese or English. That's fine with me.
So we're calling it right now, January 22nd, 2034. Joel is saying that China will have overtaken the Middle East.
Okay, call it now.
Most likely.
Put in your bets. Put in your bets now, people. Right now. But look, all I'm saying is...
I don't think that's crazy to think of. We're going to implode before Obama is out of office.
Obviously.
Don't forget... Guys, you're messing around with stupid things like politics when there's fucking rogue babies out there coming after us at night in our sleep.
They haven't done that yet. You're projecting...
Oh, how do you know? You're sleeping.
I'm just saying they're not even on the path.
This YouTube video is only saying that they're learning how to smile from babies, but you don't know what else they've learned.
And why are they smiling? Because they're thinking of killing us all.
It's true.
It's very clear.
That's
and also,
the only reason why
I would like a fucking hoverboard before a robot. Can I have a hoverboard first?
Yeah, one year left, bro.
A little bit at a time, man. I'll get used to the future.
There's a guy in my parking lot right now who's wearing a horse head.
Wait, what?
Can you do something about that?
I can't. It's too dark. Hold on.
Maybe he's going to the Broncos game?
Hey, Dutch, I hope his dick's as big as
Delicious
Horse.
Oh, he took it off. He looks like a Bronco horse head. He had it on. I guess he was taking it from his car and he was showing his friend. Okay. Sorry, it was just a concern. I look over through my blinds and I just see a guy with a horse head on.
It's fine. Look, it's
sorry.
Fine.
Robot babies.
No, we're done.
People,
I'm done.
Listen,
you laugh this off like it's a big fucking joke. But when you're a slave to the fucking robot overlords, I'm going to be laughing at you from my electro EMP protected cellar.
Okay.
All right. Good.
So I want to hear more about this cellar.
No, it's fine.
Do you have a go bag? I have one.
Do you
really?
Do? I don't really have
one. Yeah, I'm in my car.
What's in your go bag?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
It's mainly tools and weapons.
Wait,
weapons.
You're in your own go bag? Get it? Because you're a tool.
He's a tool.
He is a big old tool.
Yeesh. So I have like that the Dominator tool thing. Nice. I put a picture of it on Twitter. It's like the ultimate zombie killing tool.
Oh, actually, I hold on.
I have like lighters, and I have, you know, just things that you would need for bare minimum in a little go bag, and I just grab it and run if I need to.
Do you have Trident Layers in your go bag?
I don't think Trident Layers would be
a thing. Well, because when currency deteriorates, you're going to want to have to pay people in Trident Layers.
Yeah, I did see that in the commercials, but I don't think that's a realistic way of looking at the new future.
That's not put in my go bag. It's just not.
Well, Sean, what's in your go bag?
An extra pipe, some batteries and a flashlight, a couple of lighters, a huge knife, and an extra couple of pairs of socks.
I have a camel pack filled with water. You know, one of those, the backpacks. I've been
right.
I have like a multi-tool.
Yeah, Leatherman, you got to have those.
A multi-pass.
And I have two knives. I have two knives. I have one knife that's it's a little knife, but it also has a little striking thing so you could start fires. Yeah, like that. Yeah, it might be that same one. Let me see.
This is my guy right here.
Okay, that's a nice one. Let me put mine out here.
One of them. It's a Winchester.
Baby, do you have Trident Layers in your go bag?
No, I don't.
But what happens when currency is no more?
This is my little survivor one that has the striking thing, and then I have my big boy one, my Rambo-looking one here. Let me put this one out here, this little thing.
I could literally talk about the zombie apocalypse shit like all day.
Tell me, look, Dutch, tell me this is not going to do some damage to a zombie. Look at this shit.
Yeah, but you know what's going to do some... Well, I'm not even talking about that so much as, like, the more realistic end-of-the-world situation is when the sun finally throws off that solar flare that doesn't allow us to have electricity for the next 2 years. That's the most...
Than that.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. Like, I guess at the minimum would be 2 years, whatever.
Right.
You saw
the
same special
the
I did. Yeah, you saw the whole special that I did. So that's more likely to happen than the whole zombie thing. So when that happens,
do you have solar panels?
Solar panels aren't going to be able to work anymore because electricity it won't be sustained in our atmosphere for a period of time because of whatever. I don't remember exactly the reasons, but it made sense when I saw it. And it actually, I guess, happened once before, but we hadn't come up with electricity yet.
It
happened
back
in the early 1800s. It was basically just a large solar flare, and what it did was it burned out all the telegraph wires in Northern Europe and North America.
Which is true, but then the other side of it is we do have more shielded wires now, too, and all that shit. I'm not saying it can't. I'm just saying that
talking about that. I'm talking about we won't have electricity. Like your car won't start because batteries, like spark of electricity, won't happen in our atmosphere.
War of the Worlds.
Some kind of interference.
I've seen it.
I guess the show, what was it? Revolution kind of addressed it.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Like that whole.
But Revolution was a good concept, but then it became weird. It was like, oh, power, and then there is magic power. It's like no, you know.
They're trying to capture Lost.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So
Lost couldn't even capture Lost.
Yeah, seriously, Lost fucking took a shit at the end right there.
Wow,
took a dump on the.
They
fucking
got really
viewers.
Lost.
Ha! Fucking nailed them.
Go to break, Marie.
Oh, okay. Yes.
If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, We're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Have you ever wondered which Super Bowl champion team is actually the best? Chris and Will from Tattoos and Touchdowns have wondered that, and they're going to do something about it. They're going to run a single elimination tournament using whatifsports.com to find out which Super Bowl champion team is actually the best. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns to see the results, and listen in every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon on morelikeradio.com as they'll tell you the results and debate them. That's Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, morelikeradio.com.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy, they're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show, following Tattoos and Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell that.
I got pain. It's all I have. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hey, where are you guys getting your photos developed these days? I got these beefcake selfies that I want to dangle in front of Jess. Get her engine revved up.
Your phone has a camera, Nick.
These are sexy, sensual, private pics. I don't want them beamed right into Snowden's pocket. I'm not going through WikiLeaks, man. It's not for me. Analog. It's the only thing you can trust.
You care to elaborate, you know, on this whole analog thing?
No, here's the reality. You never know what's going to happen with a phone.
Right.
The hinges that hold the flip together,
flip,
they get loosened over time when they get wet. And then once you open it, it's easier for people to go in there and see your passwords and, you know, see your codes. Once the screen breaks, your information's in the Twitterverse, man. And it's all out there for everyone to see. All these little monkey elves, man. All these kids. That's all they do. Get your information, man. Bottom line is you can't control your technology. That's what's going on in Japan with all those robots. Not for me, man. That's why I trust a hard copy. Plain and simple.
Hard copy, Schmidt.
Nice work.
Back live, Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. or hashtag #HippoJuice on Twitter to get in contact with the show.
Was
that the first time we had the previous break lead into the song?
Dude, yeah. I was looking at Marie going, wow, what? That just lucked out. That really lucked out. all right. Well, we have many more things to talk about. Since Ryan is not here, who would like to do the impersonation of Ryan for Trending Now?
Trending Now.
I guess Joel volunteered himself.
Whoa, did Ryan call in?
Whoa.
That sounded
Ryan, are you on the line?
Yeah. All right. Who wants to... Oh, there he is.
There he is again.
There he is.
Oh, here comes Trending Now.
There it is. it's perfect.
Like
it's just like Ryan. All right. 1 through 10, guys. Who wants to pick it today? Okay, Marie, go.
17.
No, Sean, that's still not in between one and 10.
Chance works.
I want to pick number 2.
Number 2, Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick.
Now, who's Anna Kendrick? I don't even know. Why.
I know who she is.
She's an actress. She's the actress. She's on, like, she's a friend
Pitch
on everything.
Perfect, man.
She's the friend on everything.
Did she get nominated for playing that part with George Clooney in that movie last year?
Born August 9th, 1985, is an American actress and singer. She rose to international fame, and her performance as Natalie Keener in Up in the Air 2009 won her a nomination, an Academy Award. Oh, look at Dutch. Eh?
But I know her as the girl from Pitch Perfect.
I mean, we could talk about
it. She's actually a very funny movie.
She's only trending because she's saying how nice Blake Lively dresses. That's the story. It's a terrible
story. Well, you know that stupid Cups song?
No, what's the Cups song?
The Anna Kendrick Cups song.
What's the Anna Kendrick Cups song?
I'm playing right now.
I think he's lying.
I got my ticket for the long
This is her. Except they have like a full-out version of it that they play on like pop stations now. This is the acapella version from the movie.
This is her singing?
Yeah.
Oh. What is a pop station?
It's a station that makes soda in Minnesota.
You're gonna miss me by you my like hair. It.
Oh, she was in Scott Pilgrim. Thank you, Western Echo. Yes. Scott Pilgrim. Okay, lower this garbage. Thank you.
That's good, though.
I feel like I'm in a hipster commercial.
I don't like when people are pretty and also can sing.
Sean,
well.
1 through 10. Wait, hold on.
You'd rather have to be like that bitch from, oh, shit, what's her name?
Adele.
Adele or the other one who has like the butt face.
Butt face.
Right. Exactly. If you're going to have a gloriously wonderful voice, be ugly.
Does she have a good voice, though?
I think so.
It's really bothering me, the noises. That's not music. She's just hitting things.
That whole thing from camp. You do like the
no,
clap,
I know what
clap,
it is.
Tap, tap,
it's
on a
terrible.
Cupping, doop, doop, doop. You don't remember doing that in camp?
No. I actually replushed a lot of these
Okay,
in camp.
You know what? We're pausing everything. Just type in. You got to show the video. Just type in cups.
Hold on. No.
Anna Kendrick.
No.
You got to show the video.
No.
Now.
No.
Cups.
No.
And
what do you mean no?
Drinking
we're trending now.
Drinking out of
this
cups.
This is trending. Okay. This is what this bitch is known for.
All right, post it in the More Like Radio chat. I'll play it.
Okay. Doing it now.
All right. By the way, Dutch, since you're filling in for Ryan, can you remind everyone what segment we're doing while I pull the video?
Trending now.
Oh, man, sounds just like him.
There we go. Watch this video.
I hate it so far.
This took the nation by storm.
It's terrible.
I don't know if it took it by storm. I mean, I didn't see it.
It was all over the place. You guys remember?
No,
I'm apparently
don't.
One of the people in the world.
The
I'm not one of the 103 million people that didn't see this video.
Okay.
Is there a 37-minute intro to this song?
Yeah, it's kind of long, but it's a short song.
And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say?
Wait, at what time does it start?
1:45.
You don't remember the whole cup thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know the cup thing.
I wouldn't make a music video out of it, is my point.
Well, it's this thing went huge, obviously. So that's what she's known for.
What's wrong with her teeth?
She's got an older looking face. I will give her that.
I'm not going to miss you. I wish you were gone right now.
I guess I'll miss her because she's not making bread anymore.
I would like
to. Hold on. You got to watch the rest of the video. It's good.
When I'm gone, you're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, she's doing the cup thing again. She's going to continue to do the cup thing all over the restaurant,
the cup
thing.
You'll watch. The entire restaurant gets involved in the cup thing.
Can I try the cup thing? Someone give me a cup. I'll get a cup. I'll be right back.
Don't get him a cup.
Well, just let the video play.
I don't know if Royce knows how to do the cup thing.
Well, he needs a plastic cup. I don't think I can do it. I used to.
You do realize you got a green cup. We're not green screening, right? Okay.
All right. I'm gonna try the cup. I'm gonna make my own.
Watch the people in the video. They're all doing it.
Can I try with the cup first?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, this is my song, and it's better than this bitch's song.
It's not even close.
Yeah. No. Cups. Cups.
Not even close.
Shut up. Cups. Cuppity cups. Oh, hold on. Clap. Cups. Did I do
it
right?
Not even. No.
Did I do it right?
No, you didn't do it right.
All
right,
let me hear her again. Let me see what I'm doing wrong.
I mean, I don't know what missing people has to do with hitting cups.
Well, someone took an old-timey bluesy song and put it to this campfire cups beat, and then she took it for the movie Pitch Perfect, and then it became a huge hit.
We were talking about Anna Kendrick, for anyone just tuning in, by the way, her song about drinking out of cups.
Well, it's from Treasure Show!
Perfect.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller again. Hi, caller. What's going on?
My name is Jimmy. What's your name? I'd like to eat pancakes. Do you got any pancakes?
John, why aren't you on? He has like the soundboard pulled up on his computer, but he can't call. He's got something going on his computer where he can do the sound effects, but he's not calling. John.
That's not his computer. That's his phone.
I'm stuck in my store.
He works at his store, and his store sells machines that make that noise. That's why. That's where he gets all those beautiful toys.
Yeah,
when are you going to be back on the show, Cakes?
And I sell big floppy dildos to fat lesbians.
Thank God. Somebody has to.
Whoa.
He's doing God's work.
You are doing God's work, my friend. When are you going to be back on? When are you going to be done with the Rush?
Next week.
Rush?
And then hopefully
what? You met Rush? Did they do YYZ?
You know Rush?
YYZ. You know Rush? And no, nobody can do that.
It's no, but fine. It's too difficult. You're right. It was silly for us to even think about it.
Right.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, come back, stupid. We miss you, dummy.
Next week, I promise.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
Cakes.
All right, man.
Awesome.
Later. Everybody. Later, skater.
Bye, guys.
Bye, John.
More cups.
Oh, are we doing more cups?
Well, I comes back in.
I can do this. I can do this.
I don't know. You haven't been practicing like at all.
All right. I got this. Let me put the microphone down so you can hear the cup near this. Here.
Don't hit it on the keyboard.
I'm gonna move the keyboard. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Move all right. What cup. Are you doing?
This is the Hippo Juice intro.
No, it's not.
This is the new intro for Hippo Juice.
I'm working on that right now.
All right, there it is.
That was
pretty. It's pretty dope, right?
I mean,
it's pretty dope beats. Hey, Dutch, email that to Skrillex. Tell him and just write, "You're welcome, Hippo Juice."
That was
okay.
I remember one time when
Skrillex would be like, "Whoa, this is great!"
My idiot girlfriend loves this movie, and it's actually not a bad movie. You guys seen Pitch Perfect?
No,
it's actually kind of funny. They kind of make fun of the whole like a cappella, teen movie thing, but at the same time, it's kind of like how Scream is making fun of horror movies.
I have a scene of Pitch Perfect. You want to see it?
Don't do the cup thing again.
No, it's actually. Like
oh, here we go. Yeah, the Bella's final. This is awesome.
I haven't seen it.
This is the finals. This is like when they get that she's able to break them out of their mold.
I just kind of feel like this song needs more cups.
But everything's a cappella.
Not anymore. Pretty good, right? I improv that. Is she rapping? All right, no, forget it. I'm not watching this anymore.
Well, she's doing beatboxing. That's the answer.
How is this different from Glee?
Because it's a cappella. It's actually a funny movie, dude.
How is this difference from the...
it's got the dudes from Workaholics are in it.
Just
watch it.
You're not selling me on this one here.
Okay, whatever. I'll have to.
No, I'm going to watch it because, like I said, Dutch, I trust him. He's been pretty good lately with his picks. No,
you guys thought that New Girl was going
to start. And I give you credit every time.
Right, but what I was trying to say is that you really sold New Girl and we just didn't believe you. But this one, you're like, it's kind of good.
What it was, very funny. Like, the very, very beginning, like, I forget the girl's name is, but... they had like a woman bashing joke within the first like 15 seconds of the stupid. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I know Royce is kind of digging it because he got gay for Glee for a second, too.
Oh, it's got the gay guy from Hamlet 2 in it.
Yeah.
He got gay for Glee, huh?
Well, they called him gay because he likes these shitty movies. Like, throughout the movie, it's funny. I don't have to watch the whole thing.
What if we want to?
I always like the bass guys that have to just do the dum 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 dum. Like, that's the whole thing.
Right.
Like, think about it. For the entire song, you're not allowed to sing any words at all. You said dum dum dum.
That's what I did when I was in a choir.
Wasn't it
boring? I was like the bass guy.
More like queer.
Didn't you get bored?
All right, guys. How about
it was fun. I was the one who rounded out the arrangement.
How about more singing? Because how about Dennis Rodman singing?
National team was a so-called birthday gift from Dennis Rodman to the leader Kim Jong Un, whom Rodman has called his quote best friend. Rodman paid
best
tribute
dudes
before
for life?
The game with this.
Happy birthday to you.
You know, if I had to choose between having normal friends and having a friend of a world leader, you know what? I don't care if he's Korean.
Want to hear another fun story about North Korea? Want to hear the other side of it that doesn't involve singing?
There are reports North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, might have executed his uncle by stripping him naked.
Oh, wait, what about stripping naked? What now?
Pay attention. Pay attention.
Tittle's a stripper now.
There are reports North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, might have executed his uncle by stripping him naked and feeding him to 120 starving dogs.
Jesus
Christ. You want to hear that again, or you want to hear Dennis Rodman sing happy birthday to him?
Can we hear both at the same time?
Dennis Rodman's such a dipshit.
Moon might have executed his uncle by stripping him naked and feeding him to 120 starving dogs. The unconfirmed story is coming from a Hong Kong-based newspaper. According to Wen Weipo, Zhang Song-tik and his five closest aides were completely eaten up last month by hunting dogs that had been starved for days. The paper claims...
Holy shit. You guys not fuck around, huh?
Why would they starve the dogs?
Supervised the hour-long execution along with 300 other North Korean officials. Now, we do know Zhang, who was once one of the most powerful men in North Korea, was executed in December 2013 after apparently being found guilty of...
Look at him. Being found guilty... Well, hold on. What do you think he was found guilty of? I'm not going to press play. Let's guess what
treason,
he was...
I would assume.
To be eaten alive. Okay, treason. Let's see.
Trying to overthrow the state. But is there any truth to this gruesome new rumor about how he was killed? The answer... probably not. Now, first of all, as Business Insider points out, pro-Beijing Wen Weipo isn't exactly well known for its credibility, and there are numbers to prove it. According to a media credibility study conducted by the Chinese University of Hong Kong, the paper came in as one of the least trusted publications in Hong Kong, ranked
above basically
only three
others.
They
quoted the Chinese Onion?
Basically.
Jesus.
Even more fishy is the paper reportedly first published the
Chinese
article.
Onion isn't nearly as funny as the American Onion.
But it is smaller, more efficient.
About Zhang's violent execution on December 12th, weeks before it went viral in the U.S. And the fact both the Chinese and South Korean media outlets haven't done anything with the claim since it came out is a little suspicious. Another thing to consider is many rumors that come out of North Korea in the past have been hard to verify. There aren't many foreign journalists inside the country. In fact, the Associated Press is the only Western news agency that has a bureau there. So, with good reason, many experts tread lightly when dealing with...
It sounds like a great place to live, if you ask me.
I'm on my way there right now.
All right, you should go.
What's Dennis Rodman's end game, do you think?
Jump shot.
Yeah, or more rebounds at least.
Rebounds, at least 12 a game.
At least 12. Well, you mean with the North Koreans?
Right.
Still rebounds, 12 a game.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing. Publicity, man. The guy, before this, he would go to the Hard Rock every fucking Saturday. You'd see him there. The one in Hollywood, Florida, just fucking coked out of his mind, just hitting on chick. He's fucking weirdo.
He wasn't that coked out
he
of his mind.
He was really coked out of his mind.
He got up on stage, pushed the lead singer of a band out of the way, and started singing his own songs.
That's
okay,
pretty coked out.
He might have been slightly coked out.
It was pretty bad. And that's
you
true.
You guys saw this firsthand?
Yes, no, yeah. Firsthand.
He walked right by us and freaked me the fuck out because he's really big.
He's like as tall as me, and Marie looks at me, turns around and goes, Sean, who is that tall guy behind you?
And we're like,
turn around, it's Dennis,
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, hey, Dennis.
We're like, oh, it's Jesus. Dennis Rodman. But he apparently goes there every weekend. And yeah, he did that. There was this, I think it was it St. Paddy's Day, Sean, or Halloween? I don't remember.
We went to go, it was whenever we went to go see Jim Jefferies.
Okay, so we went to the Hard Rock, and it was pretty packed. There was the outdoor bar, and the band was playing. He got on stage, fucking pushed the lead singer on, and started singing. What song was he singing?
Doesn't matter.
It's fucking ridiculous. This guy's a weirdo.
It's Raining Men, I think.
Probably.
What was the band playing? Something not
we
bad.
Don't remember.
I don't remember. I remember he had two bitches, one on, yeah. on each arm.
Two white bitches.
Nice.
Hot.
He loves white his bitches. White bitches, doesn't he?
He loves his white bitches.
Didn't he start like a topless basketball league?
Did he really?
I think he did. Hold on, let me look it up. But I'm pretty sure like he saw the success of the lingerie football league and tried to start like a topless basketball league.
It's not the same thing.
That just failed miserably because nobody wanted to pick him up.
It's not the same thing.
Well, yeah, he can't do anything now that UPN is gone. That'd be the only station that picks something horrible like that up.
Right. Yeah, when did UPN go away? I remember, like, that was the...
Didn't it merge with WB and turn into CW?
Dennis Rodman's plan to start a topless women's basketball league.
Really? Read, please. Read on. Read on.
I'm
interested.
Right now.
What is it called? Can we help with the names?
I hope he's kidding. Dennis Rodman has filed the New York Post on his plan to start a topless women's basketball league associated with Headquarters Gentlemen's Club, which the Post describes naturally as... Mammary Mecca.
Nice.
Go on.
According to the Post, team members will wear shorts, skimpy shirts, and sneakers during games.
Now it's an all-male league, right? Because then I'll watch.
They'll come out in a t-shirt or a tank top, but when the game starts, they'll go topless. Rodman apparently got the idea from another strip club, which held topless basketball games during the NBA lockout. Like the women's baseball teams immortalized in a league of their own, which were shuttered after World War II concluded, the path-blazing topless basketball team ceased play after the NBA started back up. Rodman saw an opportunity for sustained athleticism. He tells the Post, I don't know too many men that don't like a good woman running up and down around the court. That's a good quote.
Is he always high?
That's pretty much.
Apparently, it was a joint thing between Rick Cabaret, who had launched it, with former Atlanta Hawk Spud Webb.
He said joint.
Wait, Sir Spud Webb?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how did they get him?
Am I right, I'm guys? Sure he's not doing too much these days. Mm.
I just feel like Spud Webb missed out. If I was him, I'd be advertising for potatoes.
True story.
Sure he's done a few of those.
So the story I was reading was back in 2012. But yeah, you're right, Joel. Good memory.
Yeah. It was a while ago. I'm assuming that never came to fruition. But
well, no, because I don't remember seeing it on TV.
I think with this whole thing, he's kind of seen like, okay, now I have some kind of meaning in my life. Because I guess the whole, you know, Jong-un family are just huge, you know, old-timey Chicago basketball fans.
So, which is weird to me, though. Like, that's the thing? That's the thing you choose?
That's the thing you choose, I guess.
Well, if you can't get Michael Jordan, what's the next best thing?
You're right. You're right. Steve Kerr.
Tony Kukoc.
Scottie Pippen.
Tony.
You want me to keep going?
Remember the Tony Kukoc
it was amazing.
Dealership?
It was amazing.
Bit we did years ago?
Yes.
Do we have that?
Somewhere on YouTube,
I
think.
I could probably pull it up if, Marie, you have to read a story while I find it.
Oh, read a story while you find it. Sorry, yeah. I was just looking at pictures of the topless thing.
Wait, what?
Are they any good?
No, they're not. All right, let's move.
Ugly broads.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
A lot of black chicks.
Two killed over sleeping arrangements, one suspect in custody.
Oh, what happened?
It's in Jacksonville, obviously, another Florida story.
Oh, yeah.
The sheriff's office had announced an arrest in the weekend double murder at Canterbury Gardens Apartments on the West Side. We told you on Jacksonville's Morning News that Latricia Johnson and Emmanuel Robinson, both 21, were found shot dead early Saturday inside the apartment on South Lane Avenue. A third person was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, but were they taking it to the streets?
Yes.
Sorry.
At an afternoon news conference Monday, police announced Keith Collins Jr. had been charged with double murder. The 24-year-old was booked just after... So, why is this funny, Royce? Why did you send me this? Mm. I found
Tony Kukoc Ford.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Kind of
this
brutal.
One.
Hold on a second. Before we go into that, what's up with the story?
It's just a double homicide I'm just reading.
I was going to say, nothing around as a sleeping arrangement. Just a couple got murdered while they slept.
I think you may have gotten tired.
What normally gets you guys off?
Same thing.
Tony, speaking of getting off, I found the Tony Kukoc Ford video if you would like to see
Thank
it.
You.
Sure. Okay. This was, I don't know what started with it. I think we were just talking about.
Hey, come out to talk.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, we were talking about, it was on the show that I think was what started this whole thing. In the fact that, like, we were talking about, okay, everybody wants to talk about Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, maybe Horace Grant because he was the other guy that they had in NBA Jam.
Right.
But. They were like, what about all the other, you know, side characters, which would be obviously Tony Kukoc.
Well, we were speculating on what would happen to them after their career's over. And we all said, oh, they're going to start a shitty car dealership. So let's play the commercial that John did. He's playing Tony Kukoc.
Hey, and come out to Tony Kukoc for this Saturday, where Mama the Clown will be giving free balloon animals and face paintings for all kids that buy automobiles. From parents that buy automobiles. That's Tony Kukoc Ford. And Tony Kukoc.
By the way, I love the long pauses on purpose.
Ryan did a beautiful job with this.
Yeah. Ryan and Nathan.
Oh, yeah. Ryan and Nate both did the shitty
fucking. Right,
don't
downplay
Nate. This is back
mainly
when
Nathan, because Ryan
Let's
sucks play at life.
I like how they have our actual number on this
I
thing.
Know.
Kukoc Ford. We will make you MVPs. Do you want to be All-Star? Then please get into four-door sedan now. Make sure it's Ford and make sure it's Kukoc. Because if it's not Kukoc, you're crap. So the only traveling that you'll be doing is to me, Tony Kukoc at Tony Kukoc Ford. I am cuckoo for Kukoc. And I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no? For every car sold, they get one cup of milk. So please, come to Tony Kukoc Ford. Don't you dare go to Michael Jordan BMW! I do not feed my children. So please, buy a Ford from me so I can pay for foods to give my children. Remember, at Tony Kukoc Ford, car saves you. This President's Day at Tony Kukoc Ford, you can be Commander-in-Chief of your own savings. Please, come this Sunday to Tony Kukoc Ford, where you can see Hall of Fame actor and comedian Yakov Smirnov. Purchase new Ford Escape for only $89.95.
Time out, Tony. Those are flagrant savings.
Which is why the only savings you'll be making is at Tony Kukoc Ford to make swish and hoop. That's Tony Kukoc Ford. Hall of the tallest savings.
Oh, God, I'm crying. Ryan coming in awkwardly looking like back and forth like, where do I stand?
Do I do this
where
now? Do I stand? Do I do this now? Do time out? It was great. What a great video.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. John is amazing.
We post this on our Facebook or our Twitter.
I'll post it on the More Like Radio main page. Everyone can check it out.
Yeah, and we'll tweet it out.
It's been a while.
Because well, fuck, that was funny. For those of you listening to the podcast, I forgot all about that. That was a lot of time
while,
ago. Yeah. How long ago was that? Was that 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
I don't know. Marie,
two or three. Try 8.
No, not 8.
Oh, wasn't 8 years ago.
No,
seven,
that was like 6 years ago.
The Arnold.
Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Finally, back in the press.
Yeah.
Finally.
What is he doing?
Undercover, the former movie star and governor, of course, of California, disguising himself in a Gold's Gym as an instructor, donning a wig and a mustache. He really pulled off the Franco. Gold's Gym as an instructor, donning a wig and a mustache. Did he really pull off the prank, though? Check it out.
That is the most terrible disguise. First off, they didn't even try. It look, you know what it looks like? It looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a mustache.
In a mustache, yes.
That's what it looks like. That's all. It's like, you know, if I saw him on the street, I'd be like, hey, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He grew a mustache. That's it. That's the disguise.
Punk'd doesn't work anymore. Can we get rid of that?
Oh, let's play it, though.
As an instructor donning a wig and a mustache, did he really pull off the prank, though? Check it out.
Keep drinking, because we're not finished yet with the water drinking.
The voice immediately. Dude, that's the worst disguise. Oh, my God. This is is he not even trying to do a different voice? Yes, Malz is right. He looks like Danny Trejo.
He does. It burns. It grows. Remember that. Maybe you saw me on the FBI Most Wanted list. You look pretty pumped up.
Here's the problem, Arnold. The accent, kind of a dead giveaway. The video was for a great cause, though. Schwarzenegger is raising money for the
cause. He needs
Here's
money.
Here's the problem, Arnold. Your accent's a dead giveaway.
All after school, all
you know
stars.
Sam doing it.
That was Marie and John.
By the way, did you see those commercials with Arnold like playing ping pong during the football game? The fuck was that about?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well then that I will play it for you. It was weird. It was like during the Broncos game.
Is it as good as Cups?
Nothing is as good as Cups, Dutch.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
What about
I feel
AIDS?
Like you don't like Cups, and Marie and I are the only one that actually appreciate
drinking
it.
Drinking out of Cups.
You're gonna miss me when I walk. You're gonna miss me when I talk.
Ping.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
It was a typo, shithead. All right, here you go.
I know. It's funny to watch when you do work.
He's just zipping up a jacket
Surprise.
All slowly.
Now, this commercial, whatever is coming, 2-2-14, they are now doing commercials for the Super Bowl commercials.
Right.
This is a commercial, commercial for a commercial.
Here's the thing. If you're going to spend, what is up to now, $3 million for a 30-second ad?
Look it up. How much is the Super Bowl I go for? Mitch, you're listening. Look it up. I just want to yell at Mitch every time.
I just feel like I need to keep talking because nobody else is here today.
Mitch.
For 30 seconds? A Super Bowl commercial is a ton of money. It's like $500,000.
More than that. I think it went up.
Dude, it's up to $3 million now.
Probably. Yeah. Who fucking knows? Who cares?
Probably the internet. I'm assuming
Super
the internet.
Bowl.
I mean, who cares?
States.
That's what we're talking about right now, shithead.
Uh-ohs.
I'm sorry. I have my mic muted because the police helicopter keeps circling the fucking neighborhood.
Well, maybe you should get in a better neighborhood.
I can't. There's Mexicans everywhere. It's Los Angeles. What do you want me to do?
They're probably looking for you anyway, so.
That I doubt because I'm not very hard to find. Everybody else here is 5'4".
All right. Well,
maybe it's like hiding. Maybe it's
like
hiding in plain sight. Like you're so tall they can't see your face.
You know what?
2013. Down. The average cost of a 30-second advertisement is around $4 million.
Let me calm everybody
and
down.
Now?
Let me calm everybody down by showing you. And we talked about this yesterday, but I need to play it one more time. How winners act after a game.
All right, Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Look, Crabtree.
I tell you,
Crabtree.
I've watched this probably 170 times, and I catch something every time.
You know what I love is he's got a great screamer voice.
He does. He really does.
Guys who can scream, they get that certain timbre to their voice and that scratchiness. Like I get that every once in a while, depending on what I'm screaming about. But he's got a great screaming voice. I love it.
Everyone loves such a screaming voice.
Who is talking about
his.
You?
His is good.
I keep seeing his head photoshopped onto Harlem Heat pictures all over the place. It's good.
You're right.
Be through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right.
Does anyone know what L.O.B. means yet? Have we figured that out yet?
L.O.V.
I thought he said MOB, money over bitches.
I thought that too.
I want to know if he really wanted to call Erin Andrews a bitch right after she asked who was talking about you.
Bitch, you're right.
He had
bitch, what'd I just say?
He had kind of a pause where you know that he kind of, you know, held himself back a little bit.
Like, if it was his wife that would have said that, he would have said, bitch.
Bitch, why you asked this stupid ass question?
I like the guy. I think he knows what he's doing, and he just was really heated up about what's going on. Everybody tries to call him a thug. I'm like, he went to Stanford.
Those schools, or those two teams hate each other anyway. I mean,
Stanford and USC, yeah. And then obviously, you know, that John Harbaugh used to coach for USC and yada. Oh, yeah. Oh, that too as well. Yeah. Well, no, Crabtree and him used to play against each other in the Pac-12 back then.
Right, right.
They've hated each other for a long time.
By the way, Pac-12 was Sean's nickname in high school, but for a different reason.
Oh. Well, I don't get it. Can you?
Because the penises you would stick in your butt would be 12 inches long.
Oh, I thought I was packing 12 inches. Okay.
No. Your butthole would be packing 12
inches. Diehard music
lovers
are in luck. They don't have to give up their favorite tunes in the afterlife.
We all can say själv from början.
First time.
Okay, yeah.
Dutch, can you translate?
What the hell was that?
Well, that's actually, I'll read his name.
Are in luck. Hold on. They don't have to give up their favorite tunes in the afterlife.
We all can say
it's Frederick Heinzmann.
He's starting out way too. I don't know what he's going to say, but he's starting way too fast.
His name is
Fred. Have fucked up names.
Frederick, H J E L M Q U I S T. Someone try to pronounce that.
Well, nope. The H is silent. You'd have to type it out if I was going to fucking pronounce it.
Then it would be Gilmquist. If the H,
no,
is silent.
No, because the J is like a Y.
Okay, then Yilquist. Yilmquist.
It sounds like an expansion for World of Warcraft.
It really does.
the forest of Shunquist.
First time I laid down in the coffin, I was a bit uncertain. I thought it was really unpleasant, you know, lying in a coffin. But now I think it is really enjoyable.
You know, lying in a coffin.
Able to lie there and listen to music in the coffin.
Why don't you say coffin more? It's an iPod you connect to your coffin, so when you die, you can listen to music. I guess
so. Wait. So when I'm dead and I'm laying in a pine box,
yes,
and my ears are no longer working,
yes,
I can still have music playing in that box that my ears will not
receive.
Is that
what the idea behind this is?
Isn't that awesome, Sean?
Well, let's let him finish explaining it.
It's awful.
They're not translating like they did before.
Is there a difference, really, at this point? It's the same person.
Audio store owner based in Sweden developed a casket equipped with a full sound system to entertain those buried 6 feet under. The catacoffin, which includes two front speakers and an amplifier.
Because
it sounds like a catacoffin.
It was originally called an iCoffin, but Apple sued them off out of existence.
Is connected via cables to an above ground tombstone with a wireless 4G connection.
Thank
above
God.
Ground tombstone pizza.
Thank God.
Called the Catatomb. Family and friends can stream music directly into the coffin. For the deceased with discerning taste,
I would be
he or
such
she
a
can
dick.
Pre-program.
I would be such a dick. I would stream the worst music over to you, Royce, if you had
one. Well, waste your time. You know you're going to be mine.
How would they know that it's actually playing? I would stream Foreigner's Double Vision nonstop for 10 years.
Hadaway?
To your
what? I actually think I see Hadaway on that one. Oh, wait, are you reading the actual thing, or are you just making a suggestion, Sean?
I don't read.
Oh.
Bram, which songs will be played?
But I got this idea together with an advertising agency, and then
that?
I got this coffin made specifically.
If for the rest of eternity, just that song on loop?
What a Thank way to just rape people's money.
Oh, that's all it is.
Me. But then I realized, hey, I could also sell this.
And at a cost of about $30,000, this high-end casket.
Oh my God!
$30,000?
That's a steal.
That's how can I get in on this?
I was thinking it was going to be like $60,000.
That's nothing.
I mean, worth it.
By the way, you know, but also $30,000, and I just saw this before we went on the air because I was watching the Sports Center.
A car.
It was, yeah, a car, but also one of the heated, the presidential suite or whatever at the Super Bowl. Like one of those.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
One C is $30,000.
And they still have, they cannot sell the Olympic tickets fast enough. Did you hear that? They can't sell any of them.
Because I guess they're on the lookout for like a black widow. Like there's going to be a terrorist attack in Sochi. We're going to lose people in Sochi.
Oh, the
Chechens are going to blow something up, or the Islamists are going to blow something up.
Don't say that. That's...
I hope it's both.
No, it's going to happen.
That's terrible.
They have no security measures, and they keep saying, oh, no, we're fine, when the U.S. is like, no,
we've caught more people than that. We're fine.
You guys worry too much.
Relax.
CIA has caught more of these potential bombers than they ever have.
Calm down.
Jeez, you just
it's
going
to happen. We're going to lose athletes, I guarantee it.
You just sound so tightly
wound. I just hope they're the shitty ones then.
Is considerably more expensive than the average casket, which the Swedish Funeral Companies Association
estimates. Going back to the casket thing, those motherfuckers are going to get you 5 years from now when the technology is no longer up to date, and they're going to try to make you upgrade to the silver package.
Oh, I don't want that. Then I'm going to have to get... The thing is... That's right. Technology. What if technology changes? Then you're not going to have your music. You're dead. It doesn't matter.
That's why you should buy the diamond package right at the beginning, so you don't have to worry about that. If any upgrades come out later, it's already included in your diamond package.
He's right. Where do I sign?
What happens when we stop using MP3s in the future?
Well, would you like to buy a timeshare?
Well, maybe. What's in the timeshare?
Okay, it's a week-long vacation. You get a week in this beautiful house on a lake in Aspen, Colorado that may or may not be prone to having airplanes crash into it.
That sounds like a
nice
steal.
Callback.
How much?
$250,000. Just sign on the dotted line. But I know that sounds steep. If you sign up now, we'll waive the anal rapage fees,
which
we were going to slap you with
normally
later.
Normally they add that.
Oh, I hate those
fees. If he's waving that?
Those are the worst fees.
If he's waving that, we got to get it.
Wait, is the whole coffin still like on the table? Is that like included in this timeshare
package?
It's
not only on the table, it's on the floor, it's in the dirt, it's wherever you want it.
I want it.
Okay.
I want to
sign
it
now.
All right, but only if it's the diamond package.
Now, how allergic are you to asbestos?
Not very.
Okay, so then this place is a steal. one more story. I have one more story that I would now like to play.
It is
Robert Downey Jr. singing with Sting.
Oh, I love him.
Sting or Robert Downey Jr.? Man, Robert Downey Jr. sounds just like Sting.
Robert Downey. He really does sound like Sting.
What is my reaction?
It's creepy, right?
So, where's Sting?
Sting is playing the bass, right? You hear him.
So where's Robert Downey Jr.?
That's him singing.
Don't you see the video?
So where's Sting? No, I don't.
Sting is playing the bass.
So where's Robert Downey Jr.?
We need to figure out a way so Marie can watch exactly what we're watching.
I don't want to watch what you're watching. Drifting by this ledge is a tragedy. Driven to tears.
Is it wrong that I kind of like it?
It's not bad.
It's not.
Keep going.
It's not bad.
I like it. Have my face in my hand. Shame wells in my throat. Sounds good, man.
He does. He really sings good. Comfortable existence is reduced to a shallow, meaningless party. Seems that when some innocent die, all we can offer them is a page in some magazine. Is he the coolest guy on the planet?
He may be.
Yeah.
Is he like just the coolest guy? Like he is Tony Stark now, right? He's not even a character. He's the guy.
No, he's Tony Stark.
He's turned into him. Because what he's doing right now is something Tony Stark would do in the world, but I just sing with Sting.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think he's kind of transcended that character in the fact that people kind of are seeing him as that guy now.
No, I think, you're right. I don't feel like going through the whole song, but you get it. He could sing.
It's pretty good.
No,
he's actually got a ton of songs.
Robert Downey Jr. or Sting?
No, Robert Downey Jr.
I know Sting,
you fucking fuck.
He was in a Jaguar commercial.
Hey, you know we're talking about robots? Yeah. Are you scared of driverless cars? Because they fucking freak me out.
Yeah, but if they work, then... Access USR mainframe.
Ew. Actor Will Smith in a scene from I, Robot. It was 2004, and it felt
so
like
not AE, like I said
fiction.
Earlier.
But now, nearly 10 years later, self-driving cars have moved well beyond Hollywood fantasy.
You can just say, hey, I don't want to drive right now, just take over. And if I want to be back in the driver's seat, I just grasp the wheel and go.
At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas last week, a demonstration showing it's possible to even catch some Z's in this Audi prototype.
We call it piloted driving.
I don't know if I'd be able to close my eyes.
How would you be able to sleep? I wouldn't be able to
sleep.
I
wouldn't be able to close my eyes. Would you be able to close your eyes
once
in a car?
Once you get used to the idea, yeah. Hell yeah.
That means there is a...
Are these cars going to have the laws of robotics touch? No,
here's the thing, is that like insurance companies are going to have a field day with this, like with different packages and all that kind of stuff. Right. Like, you know, do you have this kind of a car? You know, it's going to be a lot higher because this stuff's not tested yet. Oh, yeah. They're going to let this go out on the market way before it's actually tested.
Ashley says, am I the only person who saw the episode of Ally McBeal with Sting when Robert Downey Jr. sung?
Yes, he is.
Okay, you are.
Yep.
Driver, but he can concentrate on something else if he doesn't want to actively drive.
And it's coming much sooner than you think. The state of California is taking aggressive steps to get driverless cars on the streets as early as this spring.
Well, maybe they should take aggressive steps to handle their bankrupt fucking state.
Yeah, that's what California needs, is more stupid people on the road, but there's no people in the cars.
No, that'd be great. It's going to work out great. It's going to be great.
The traffic here is already fucking awful. Why would you put more cars on?
That's what I heard. I heard California, that especially L.A., that there's like no traffic ever.
No, who told you that? They lied to you.
I don't know. I don't remember, but it's fact.
It
takes 45 minutes to go a mile and a half on the highway here.
We're developing the regulations to allow for these autonomous vehicles to be tested on our roadways as well.
This gentleman here, the way he talks and the way he looks, he's going to kill somebody in the future.
I hope so. I hope it's himself.
Operated on our roadways.
So on Tuesday, the California Department of Motor Vehicles held a public hearing to discuss...
Wow, Dutch, look how packed that public hearing is.
It is massively packed.
Look at that. It's like there's at least 7-8 people there. There's so many empty seats. It's hilarious. It's comical how little people care about this.
The rules of the road for autonomous cars. For some car makers like Volkswagen, there's concern that some regulations might be too strict. For instance, the proposed rules require that a driver must be seated in the driver's seat in case they need to take over. That only seems to make common sense. But perhaps giving us a glimpse into the future, a Volkswagen official says that might be too limiting.
And we contemplate an occasion where, with redundant controls in what is referred to or known as the passenger seat, we like to call it the co-driver's seat.
What was funny about that? What was funny?
I found the Ally McBeal episode where Sting sings with Robert Downey Jr.
What song?
Every Breath You Take.
Really?
Okay. Oh, wow.
Actually, post it in the... Is it in the chat?
Yes, it's in the chat.
Okay, I'll play it.
I feel like I should know that song.
I'll play it.
Yes, it's in the chat.
Is it that song where at the end of the song, Sting keeps saying the chorus over and over and over again? Oh, wait, that's every Sting song ever.
Was this the one where Biggie dies at the end?
Oh, okay, what the hell is this? Is this dark?
Remember how skinny Ally McBeal was and everyone's all like, she's
always
anorexic?
Always was.
I don't remember.
So this part is Robert Downey Jr.
By the way, can we all agree he could have done a lot better than Ally McBeal?
Yes.
Okay, good. As long as we're all in agreement.
But she was a lawyer.
Is she still with Harrison Ford? They've been together for a while now.
They're together?
Calista Flockhart and Harrison Ford? They've been together for a long time.
Probably Harrison Ford's fly earring at the age of 70.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is the one with Big E, Dutch. Every single
day. Seems like, yes, they used to rock the show. I lay the track, you lay the flow.
Yep. Notorious, they got to know that. Life ain't always what it seems
what
to be. Words can't express what you mean to me.
Every word
you say. Why does Ally McBeal look like she always just bit a lemon?
Because her lips are very tightly pursed, but then they curl up at the
corners. She has an asshole mouth.
That was a huge show, though, wasn't it?
It was big. Single female lawyer having lots of sex. Right now. Now it's Sting singing.
Why does fucking Ashley know this?
Yeah, why did Ashley know this?
He's a weirdo.
The things that he knows.
And why did you know that Calista Flockhart was with Harrison Ford?
Oh, my God.
Is.
Look at that picture.
That's been around forever. Harrison. Everybody knew that. I figured everybody knew.
Why
did
he
get married in like 09 or something like that?
Way before that.
Really? Because I don't. It seems long for a Hollywood marriage.
Let's see. Harrison Ford.
She. It's just. Why is he wearing an earring? He's too old for it.
Yeah, he's too old.
It really bothers me.
Because he's Indiana Jones.
Is the coolest motherfucker on the planet. He can do what he wants.
Did you watch Crystal Skull?
Jimmy Kimmel made Harrison Ford pierce his ear on the show when he was on. Like, pierce Jimmy's ear.
No,
like
really?
Harrison Ford had to pierce
That's
his.
That's awesome. I heard he's a fucking weirdo. I heard Harrison Ford, like, off the camera, just a fucking weirdo.
Why wouldn't he be a weirdo?
No, but like
apparently
really
he's a close
weird.
Friend with Bill Clinton.
Really? Are these IMDb facts? Does he also often wear plaid like our friend Chris Parnell?
No, these are these are Wikipedia facts, which are even more credible, I would feel.
I think, because nobody could just get in there and change those.
Nope.
Oh, he's a Cancer, so he's one of those gay people.
He began dating Calista Flockhart in 2002 at the Golden Globes. They have adopted son. They married in 2010, but they've been together since 2002. So,
damn.
Oh,
well, no. Ford has three grandchildren from his previous marriage.
He's a grandpa.
Of course, he is.
Weird.
No, it's not weird. He's really old.
Indiana Jones is a grandpa.
That's not weird.
Hey, Grandpa Ford, tell us a story about how you can get inside of a refrigerator and survive a nuclear blast.
Oh, God. That
tell us about
so
how
bad.
You defeated the Nazis again.
No. I'd rather tell you about the Crystal Skull one they made me do. That
Could
was
you
one.
Not do that?
It's really
Please?
Good.
I'm still not acknowledging the existence of that movie.
Yeah.
Really, really? Okay. Marijuana versus alcohol, which is worse for your health? The question of whether alcohol or marijuana is worse for your health is being debated once again, this time sparked by comments that President Obama made in a recent interview with The New Yorker.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that? He, contradicted his own policy by saying, marijuana is not that bad or something.
It's true.
Like he's done for the past 6 years.
He said, as has been well documented, I smoked pot as a kid, and I view it as a bad habit. And a vice, not very different from cigarettes that I smoked as a young person, up through what you're still doing now, what you're just hiding them, a big chunk of my adult life. Obama said during this interview, I don't think it's more dangerous than alcohol. He's right, though. I mean, I don't like him, but he's right. What are you going to say? I think that's common sense now, right?
No, I think alcohol is way more dangerous. As far as health-wise go, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
No, he said, I don't think it is more dangerous than alcohol is what he said. He said pot is healthier, basically.
He's not really saying, hey, it's health food, but he's saying, hey, you know, if you're cool with alcohol, just at least be cool with marijuana.
Both alcohol consumption and possible can take a toll on the body. No, it can't. Showing both short and long-term health effects. No, it can't. Through alcohol has been linked to some 88,000 deaths. Now, let's get to marijuana. How many? Sean, you want to guess? Right on the number. According to CDC, while for the number of reasons those associated with marijuana use are harder to come by, of course they're harder to come by because they don't happen. Exist.
And such a stupid. The reason why it's
dumb,
still,
right?
Hey, you know, bravo for my state.
Yes, I give you guys
props.
What
the fuck are we doing?
And research into marijuana's health effects is still at its infancy. No, it's not. Believe it or not, other countries are ahead of us. You fucking Eurocentric piece of trash.
Hey, Dutch. Can you start to give us updates of when you've noticed that your state starts improving from all the money it's acquired from taxes? From
I keep reading articles that you guys are getting loaded.
We already have a light rail system put in place between the two major cities, which is Colorado Springs and Denver. We got one going in place already.
So much money.
Aren't you guys out of pot? Like, I heard that the
shops they were out for a while.
They can't keep them in stores quick enough. The growers, they're now allowing more permits for more growers because the shops can't keep it on the shelves long enough.
They're going to have, because I was reading that there was like a lot of restrictions as to how much you could grow, and like they're going to have to ease
they're lifting
some of those.
They're lifting that here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to because it's, I mean, they don't understand the actual demand for
because,
the product.
No,
well, the
because
demand and people who actually want to do it legally.
Because you got to think of there's the vocal people about it, but I think there's a bigger majority of people that do it and just don't say anything because of jobs, you know?
We have a guest caller who maybe wants to chime in.
Hi, caller. Caller.
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Turn off your radio first.
What's up?
Let me turn off my radio.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, man, how are you? I can't look. Now, let me ask you a question. Am I in a delay when I'm looking at you? Because this piece of shit computer ain't working.
Yes, there's a delay.
So turn that volume down ahead. And talk to us.
You're talking ahead. I don't know. Is this supposed to work like this?
It's like a vortex.
No, I just keep freezing.
You're trapped in the Matrix, Royce.
I see three ugly faces. I don't see Sean.
Well, that's because I'm beautiful.
No, Ryan is not on.
Oh, okay. Well, let me call the show. Let me start. Hey, guys, it's been a long time. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Good. Well, let me start by saying I hate Ryan. I don't approve of the marriage he had. I don't like his girlfriend. I really don't like Royce. And the one next to him, well, God. But anyway, having said that, let me get back to where I was.
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
What did I do?
Start out strong, Mr. Royce.
Jesus Christ, haymakers.
Royce, I don't know if that's your actual face right now or not. I'm concerned if it is. I'm looking at it. I hope it's not your actual face at the moment.
It's the only one I got.
Is, believe me.
Well,
you're
going to
see it in a couple
Brian
of weeks
on,
when
huh?
I head down there.
Who?
Me.
But you were talking about pot in your state. What about it? I want to know a little bit more of it. Can you use it in public consumption? What else can't you do?
Yeah, well, you can. It's legal to buy it. That's basically what it is.
You buy it, but you can't go on the street. Am I correct? And use it? Public consumption?
I don't really know the details behind that, but basically, if you have it, you can't get arrested just for having it. Public consumption, I don't know about that. I guess it's the same rules as you can't just walk down the street with a beer in your hand and drink that.
Right, that's why they give you those brown bags. Like, if you go to the bums drinking out of brown bags.
No, I'm just curious because I know now that they approved it in some states or two states. Whatever. I think there were three, I think, right now.
Yeah,
and that's nice, but as long as you enjoy it in your home, you can't go out in the street. Well, I'm sure San Francisco's been doing that for years, so this is nothing brand new.
Well, I mean, it's the same idea as just, you know, you don't walk down the street with a beer in your hand, you know, like just the same idea as that goes. So,
what price is it going for? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I'm not a big pot fan. I don't really smoke it, so I don't know what it actually goes for an ounce. So
I think you look up online. I think it's like
25% tax. There's like a 25% tax.
25% tax?
Yeah.
Hey, people, they can't keep it on the shelves long enough for people because people want to buy it. So
the price is
on it right
like
now.
25%.
25% added to the sale of whatever you buy from it.
Added to the sales, added to the sale plus sales tax. There's sales tax
plus
and 25% state tax.
So it's like cigarettes. How cigarettes have the sin tax, like a sin tax, right?
Right. It's basic. I think it's like the prices are about normal, anywhere from $45 to $60 for an eighth for about 3.5 grams, 4 grams, which is about normal pricing.
I give my state like 2 years before all of our road problems are fixed.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. When the NFL goes plays there, like for example last week in Denver, can the NFL players consume?
No, they cannot because
you're good at not getting involved.
No, the NFL is a private organization.
Yeah,
and private
they
organizations.
Have their own,
yeah,
yeah. Them, any businesses like Walmart or whatever, like still can have the same rules as okay, we don't want our employees high on the job. Just like you don't want your employees drunk on the job. Just because alcohol is legal doesn't mean you're allowed to just drink and then show up to work. Same thing with pot.
Yeah, I think it's just it's like the NFL. It's the NFL, and it's still people. It's still federally illegal, so technically it's still a federal crime. Like law enforcement,
but the
officers
feds are coming into our state to do that.
No, I know, but what I'm saying.
Well, now that you say federally, it's the Obama campaign isn't going to go after anybody anyway.
No,
it's just ignoring it completely. Well,
they should because really do we really got to spend more money on things we can't fix anyway?
Are you kidding me? They raid shops out here all the time.
Oh, really? Do they?
Obama's been raiding. It was funny because in the first term, his first term, he said he was like, "Oh, we're not going to do that. It's not a priority." But they made more raids on medical dispensaries in California than Bush ever made in his 8 years.
Wow!
All right. Well, we do have to end the show. We are a minute out.
And the Red Show is coming up next. Thank you for calling, Dad. I appreciate it.
It's nice to hear from you guys.
As per usual. All right. All right, Dad. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Red Show coming up next. Make sure you stay tuned for them. Hopefully, we can keep P-Rock sober enough to last throughout the show. Footer, just to be safe, try not to pop too many pills. You may have to carry peaches, depending on what he's been drinking tonight. Anyway, guys, stay tuned for that. You know all the crap. We don't have time for neglected hippo text touch. So why don't we? Nah, because we're late already. We were late last week. I feel
bad. All right, cool.
All right, guys. Red Show, stay tuned. Take it. That's what I'm counting on. I used to want.